This meeting is being recorded. In the event the meeting is interrupted due to technical difficulties, members and staff receive a text or an email advising whether, for one, the meeting is adjourned or canceled, or number two, the time the meeting will resume. Start with a roll call of board members. My name is Peter Lisi, present. Judith Blank.
Present.
Thank you, Andrew Foster.
Here.
Thank you, Mike Rosati. Carrie Kelly. No. Stella Lopez. Kimberly Moores. Patience here. Julie Savino.
Present.
Laura Baker.
Present.
Thank you. And Jeanette Weldon. Thank you. Individuals are asked to state their name and title before speaking during the meeting, and votes have been taken by roll call unless the vote is unanimous. Meeting is now called to order. First item, our approval of the minutes from June 10th during your meeting packet. You can spend a few minutes with them, something like the adoption of the minutes from June 10th. Anyone make that motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Kimberly. Is there a second on the June 10th minutes? I will move the second. Make the second. Are there any questions or comments? Any discussion? Any edits that need to be made? Any corrections to the minutes? All right. Hearing none, all in favor of adopting the minutes from June 10th as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstaining.
So Andrew's abstaining, Judith Lance. Thank you. Motion carries. Jeanette?
Yeah, I have nothing additional to report, so I think it's all captured in the rest of the meeting.
Okay. Financial reports.
Yep, I'll kick us off. So our audit team from Willsey joined the CHESLA meeting earlier, which you were all in attendance, and they presented the audit report. In this meeting, we will be asking for the CSLF board to approve the audit report, and also the 99, which would provide for you under separate cover from the mail for this meeting. So with all of that preamble, I will turn it over to Kevin to provide you with a look at the fiscal 25 financial.
I'm Charles Kevin Berry, senior accountant at JUCO. Turn to page 36, should be the balance sheet. And this just shows a year over year balance sheet summary.
Unrestricted. Just want to pack what page you say you have,
Seth? Oh, it should be 36 of the company. Beginning with the assets, unrestricted agency assets are a similar balance at fiscal year ending 25 at 80,000 compared to 132,000 of fiscal year 24. And this tends to stay the same unless there's an additional transfer to CHESLA. Trust assets are at 58 million versus 77 million of last year. And this change is accounted by the receivables declining by 12 million as students have paid down their principal on their loan balances. Additionally, there was a $6 million redemption in August, which accounts for the rest of the decrease in the trust assets. Moving on to liabilities, bonds payable decreased by 19,400,000, and bonds are redeemed from available trust cash as students pay down the principal. You'll note that the pay down of bonds is $7 million greater than what we actually received in loans, loan payments from the students. This is just because at the end of fiscal year 24, we had additional cash that was at 8.8 million, and we brought it down fiscally. We brought it down to 2.7 million in fiscal year 25. This leaves us at a total net position of 21.3 million, and that's an increase of 452,000. There's any questions on balance sheet? I'll move on to page 37, which is revenue. Beginning with loan interest income, we had a decrease of about 2.8 million. This is attributed to decline in loan principal balance, as well as interest rates decreasing. In fiscal year 25, our LARS payments, which is our government subsidy, decreased by 400,000 from the prior fiscal year. And this is standard, and it's based on the principal balance decline, as well as a slight rate decrease. LARS payments subsidize federal variable rate loans. And as the market rates move above the FFELP repayment interest rate, the balance is paid to CSLF. And contrarily, if the market moves in the other direction, the it's called negative SAP, and that SAP is paid towards the Department of Education. Total late fee and investment income also decreased by 2.9 year over year. Moving on to the expenses, the interest bond expense decreased by 2 million, and this is due to our prepayments on the bond liability. This leaves us at a net position. It's a gain of $1,052,000, and we budgeted this at 1.2 million, so it's very accurate. And this is a decrease of 720,000 from last fiscal year due to the natural decline of the loan portfolio receivable. And leaving us at a coverage ratio of 157.85%. versus 136% of last year, so it's a 20% increase, allowing more funds to be available from the trust. There's no questions. I'll turn it back to Charles.
Charles, I had a comment. For the record, this is Tim Webb, Senior Vice President, Hilltop Securities, your financial advisor. Just to remind the board members that the interest rate to the borrowers that are held loans that are held under this trust are actually fixed rate, and the yield that the authority receives is a variable rate, as was just stated. Just wanted to provide that clarification.
Kevin? So Kevin pointed out everything about how with the early pay down or the debt being paid down faster than the loans are declining, that CSLS has actually put itself in a really good position and help with funding of strategy items for next year. So they're reducing their largest expense item, interest expense, and with the parity ratio that Kevin described being up close to 1.6 as opposed to 1.4 last year, it means that they have more funds available that can come out of the trust for general use. So CSLA has been the recipient of that in the past and is also budgeted this year to save $600,000 for scholarships from CSLF. So another good story for fiscal 25. So happy to entertain any questions about the audit report or the 990, or we move them forward.
Any questions? The next one is would someone like to make a motion? These need to be separate.
You could do it together.
Yeah. All right. Would someone like to make a motion to accept the audited financials as presented, as well as the IRS Form 990 that we've all done have access to the motion? Thank you, Andrew. Second. Thank you, Judith. And moving second, we'll accept the audit financials 25 as well as the IRS Form 990 presented. Questions, comments, discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Charles. Sorry, I forgot those are action items. Okay. Rob Johnson, is he on?
Yes. My name is Robert Johnson. I'm a senior accounting analyst at Gold Solutions, and I'll be presenting the bond redemption activity for the quarter ended June 30th. A total of 2.1 million of bonds were redeemed, which is down from last quarter's total of 3.0 million. The breakdown being 1.15 million for the 2006 A1 tranche and $900,000 for the 2006 A2 tranche. The total outstanding balance as a result of these redemptions is $36.1 million, which is a 5.5% decline from the prior quarter. And then if you go to page 85, and looking at the portfolio characteristics, the weighted average coupon increased 4 basis points from 7.2 to 7.24%. And the weighted average remaining term also increased from 223 months to 227 months. Repayment status in both portfolios remained at similar levels, with 88% of the FFELP portfolio and 99% of the private portfolio in active repayment, while 12% of the FFELP portfolio and 1% of the private portfolio were in a deferment or forbearance status. There are no other questions. That's the summary for the quarter.
Questions? Straightforward. Thank you. Charles?
Yeah, we'll continue with the straightforward. So for the CSLF investment policy, as you were there for the CHESLA investment policy, I can skip the preamble. It's every other year, so we're asking for approval. And once again, similar to the CHESLA policy, it is unchanged from 2023.
This is an action item. Excuse me, needs to be approved by the board. Thank you. There's a second. Thank you, Kimberly. Any questions for Charles? Comments, discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you, motion carries. Charles, so with you.
Yeah, all right, we'll spend a little bit more time on this one.
Yeah.
Here, if you can put the slide up for the proposed transfer, which we'll be asking for approval today. So most of our conversations to this point about CSLF have been about the consolidated entity, but there are two pieces of CSLF. By far and away, the trust is the larger of the two pieces, but there is an operating fund. And so the operating fund pays expenses on behalf of the trust that include financial advisor, administrative agent, auditors, and also staff support to SHFA, as CSLF has no employees. And a lot of these expenses are by contract organizations. So the trust, in support of the operating fund, pays an admin fee monthly that is based on a calculation linked to the size of the loan portfolio, which you know is shrinking. So therefore, the admin fee is also shrinking, whereas the expenses, often by contract, are not. So we're looking at a position now where the operating fund at 6/30 has $38,000 in investments and cash, with a budget coming up of numerous expenses that need to be paid. So if you look at my chart, I have it split with the operating fund on top, the trust on the bottom. And so we're going to walk through what the operating fund balance sheet would look like if everything stayed the way it was today. So there's the 6/30 balance sheet. It's a little bit summarized as more so than what Kevin showed us. And then if you look at the Q1 and Q2 activity for the operating fund, this is from the budget. If we stick with the budget based on our 6/30 numbers, we're going to push the negative net assets a bit more negative, and also reduce the cash investments to a negative position. So That's why I'm here today to ask for a transfer from the trust of $350,000 to assist the operating fund covering its budgeted expenses. But, you know, it doesn't occur in a vacuum, right? So I've got the trust up there too. I want you to see that the trust is not being adversely affected by this transfer. If you look at its position post-transfer on the far right, you can see even after the 350 is out, we're expecting there still to be about $3.3 million in cash investments in the trust. We talked about the parity ratio, which you see in the black box at the bottom, at a very good level at 1.58. Even after the transfer, it's still going to be at 1.6, which is well above what the board required ratio is. So this transfer will help out the operating fund to meet its commitments and then virtually have a negligible impact on the measures for the trust, measures of financial strength. Any questions about it?
Senator, was this not anticipated when you did the budget?
It is. The budget had money that was in there to come over to the operating fund, but it still has to go through an approval process.
Okay.
Charles, I may be misinterpreting this, but how can the parity ratio go up if we're moving money out of the trust?
So because there's a lot of other things going on in trust, namely paying down bonds, which helps, paying down the debt outstanding, which helps the parity ratio.
Okay, you're speaking as of a date as opposed to, so you're projecting, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. In addition, you know, they're collecting additional funds on the loans.
You're projecting the activity that you're...
Yes, yeah, the activity that's here is right out of the way.
Okay, so you've adjusted the 12/31 date, but not the 6/30 date. Okay.
Yes, so if we move from 6/30 to 12/31, we're just looking at the two orders. This 350 transfer, we believe, will be able to cover the entire fiscal year. Tim Webb, who's on the call, does the cash flows analysis, so he'll be able to do a full analysis to help us assess if anything else.
Yeah, this is, again, for the record, Tim Webb, Hilltop Securities, Senior Vice President. Yes, I spoke with Charles earlier. We're going to run cash flows to reflect this. Just to provide a little backstory with regard to why we're in this position. When these bonds were sold years and years and years ago, they anticipated issuing additional bonds on the run, continuing to issue bonds. And the admin fee, when they had those larger volumes of FFELP loans in those trusts, were significant and sufficient to be able to pay ongoing maintenance of the authority. Since the bonds have not been either refunded or we haven't sold the portfolio off and paid off those bonds, the bonds have continued to decline as a result of the loan balance dropping, and that admin fee is a variable receipt while you've got fixed costs. And that's why we're in this position here.
Any other questions? Comments?
Actually, I thought you were going to give it to Karen.
Karen, can you share the resolution I just sent? So, Charles, does the 1.58 parity reflect this 250 transfer?
The 1.58 is the prior fiscal year end, June 25. With the activity, we would go to 1.62, and then the 350 would take it down to 1.62.
Did you get the email, Kara?
Yeah.
Okay. The
this is the this resolution would authorize Jeanette to effectuate the cash release, provided all the procedures of the indenture adhered to, and determine the time of the release. Then the cash release would be deposited in the foundation's operating fund.
What's the bottom one say? Provided all obligations and all procedures of the indenture.
Right. There's a calculation that needs to be, take effect for the instructions to the trustee.
Fine. Thank you. Any questions on the resolution? Is there a motion to adopt it as presented? We move it. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. To move and second to adopt the resolution having to do with the operating fund transfer as presented. Any questions or comments? Any edits? Any discussion? All right, hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Motion carries unanimously. All right, Denise?
Yes. So you have a resolution before you to appoint Dana Kurowski, assistant director, as an additional authorized officer of the CSLF, in addition to chief executive director, general counsel, and managing directors. Similar to the resolution passed at the chest.
I'm sorry.
Similar to the resolution passed at the chest.
Right. Okay. Resolutions in front of us, very similar. Done for Chifa. Someone like to move to accept them. I'm happy to. Andrew, second. Are there any questions, comments, discussion on this the motion for the authorized officers resolution? Anyone? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone? Any abstentions? Thank you. The motion carries. And the moment we've all been waiting for.
Would someone like to make a motion for adjournment?
No. Unless the business, other business to be forward. All those in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you all for holding time and energy. Just analysts.